KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. 10 days of record-setting heat have been recorded in Cortez this month. Jim Andrus, a weather observer for the National Weather Service, says a persistent high-pressure system in the region has kept hot air around the Four Corners. The heat tied and broke previous records, most set within the past 20 years, by up to 5 degrees, like on Monday when a high of 98 beat a 2008 record of 93. The U.S. Drought Monitor also recorded worsening conditions in the Four Corners over the past week. Nearly all of southwest Colorado has recorded extreme drought, the monitor's second highest rating. The top Republican in the Colorado House is suing Governor Jared Polis over several of his executive orders, including the statewide mask mandate. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
Representative Patrick Neville says Polis is overstepping his authority by making new laws during the pandemic. In a lawsuit filed Wednesday with the state Supreme Court, Neville argues only lawmakers should have the power to force residents to wear face coverings.
I write the laws, I vote on the laws, or the legislature together does, and right now we're not having that. We have a King Polis.
Polis is defending the mask requirement, saying it protects residents and allows the economy to recover more quickly. He has issued more than 160 executive orders since the start of the coronavirus outbreak. Neville's lawsuit is the third time they have been challenged. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.